Around the world today, another 7.5 magnitude earthquake hit Syria and Turkey, the first one near the Turkish city of Gaziantep, and the second one earlier today in Ekinozu. The death toll staggered to around at least 1,797 as a rescue group named the White Helmets scrambles to save lives. Wildfires in Chile continued to surge through almost 100,000 acres of land and lead to more than 20 people dying. The country declared a state of emergency in two regions, Biobío and Ñuble, and are currently seeking help from neighboring countries. Ukraine Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznov predicts a Russian offensive later this month, as he adds that not all of the Western weaponry will arrive in time for it. However, he believes that they have enough troops to hold off the Russian attack. This news came right before President Zelensky announced that he would be replaced as Prime Minister in an effort to keep corruption down in the government. Now with the national news, here's Henry.
This past week in national news, a black man by the name of Tyron Nichols was killed last week by the police. He was attempting to run to his family's house, and people assumed that this was an act of racism. What was surprising was that actually the police officers were actually black. Now the police district and the police department is getting reviewed and checking to see if there's any brutality, which there obviously was. And this shows that it's not always just racism in police. Along with national news, we also have the Chinese spy balloon was shot down off the coast of Surfside Beach, South Carolina. Many past government officials and government officials to this day, like Donald Trump, who was the former president, have claimed that this never actually happened. However, the balloon was flying over Montana for quite some time, since January 28th, and until it was shot down. And the Chinese government claimed it was not a spy balloon, but it was shown looking at U.S. military strategic sites. So, next in the news, we have JoJo.
February 5th, there was a three-story building house fire in the Flower Hill area. Cause of the fire is still unknown. However, there were a couple firefighters that suffered some injuries, and the fire regained its flame the next day around 7 a.m. However, they got the fire down pretty quickly, and nobody was injured the next day. There's a man wanted for throwing explosives in the town of North Merrick, threw the explosive device at a parked car. The type of car was a Cadillac Escalade, and there were thankfully no casualties or injuries caused by the explosion of the car. The crime happened around 5:30 on Sunday. However, only the front of the car was damaged by the explosion. In other news, the FBI contacted the veteran who claims that George Santos stole money from his sick dog's GoFundMe page. The veteran, Richard Ostoff, claims that Santos stole thousands of dollars from the GoFundMe fundraiser page for his sick dog. The money was supposed to go toward life-changing surgery for the veteran service dog, some sources say. Ostoff was homeless at the time of the potential money being stolen, and shortly the dog died. Santos denies the claims made by the veteran, as he has said multiple times. Now the business news is Perry.
Good morning to everyone tuning in right now. It's Jonathan Perry, your host for everything business-related. Now let's not waste any time and get right into it. A bombshell dropped over the weekend as the richest man in the world, Elon Musk, was found not liable for fraud after he allegedly misled his shareholders in 2018 through a tweet. Musk claimed that funding for his electric automobile company Tesla was quote-unquote secured, and he was going to take it private for $420. Musk faced his suit amid public scrutiny over his hostile takeover of Twitter after he laid off 11,000 employees and launched a controversial Twitter Blue service. In other news, outrage today stemming over the National Enquirer has been sold to an indicted chairman disgraced for the alleged fraud of the movie ticketing service MoviePass. Theodore Farnsworth was indicted back in November 2022 from allegations of misleading his investors and setting unsustainable prices for its products. Farnsworth was a major part of that massive fraud scandal unsealed by the FBI last year. It's being reported that the National Enquirer was sold by its parent company, A360 Media, for an undisclosed figure, although it's being reported that the cost of the deal is around $100 million. Now, turning it on over to Gianni with your tech report.
Pakistan due to hosting, quote, blasphemous content. This isn't the first time a website has been blocked for the same exact reason as Facebook, YouTube, and Tinder have been previously banned. The Wikimedia Foundation comments that this means that Pakistanians would be denied access to, quote, the largest free knowledge repository. As well as the infamous ChatGPT sparks a chatbot war as Google and Meta race to keep up. the Google killer could prove to be superior to some of the most popular search engines. However, the technology is still in its infancy, as it only has knowledge of the time before 2021, and is still only in text. All in all, only time will tell if this actually grows to this scale. Now, sports, here's Henry.
In the world of basketball, NBA superstar Kyrie Irving was traded yesterday to the Dallas Mavericks for Dorian Finney-Smith, Spencer Dinwiddie, a 2029 first-round pick, and second-round picks in the years of 2027 and 2029 to the Nets, the Brooklyn Nets, in exchange for Markieff Morris along with Kyrie. He played for the Brooklyn Nets for 4 years, and before that he played with the Celtics and the Cavs. Many people assumed he would go to the Lakers to rejoin his old teammate, LeBron James, arguably the best NBA player right now. Instead, he is joining the MVP contender this year in Luka Doncic, who has popped off this season, and we will see if they will be able to take the Mavs deep into the playoffs this postseason. Now, Perry.
So, in Port Washington today, it is 38 degrees right now. It's supposed to reach a high of 49, and in the night, it's supposed to reach a low of 29. In the afternoon, it's supposed to reach around 46 degrees and sunny. Low chance of precipitation, only a 1% chance. There's only a 5-mile-per-hour wind. The humidity is 77%. Good visibility today. It's a pretty nice day outside, especially considering the time and date. Now, passing it on over to JoJo with entertainment news.
The Grammys were last night, and one big surprise came from it. For Best Rap Album of the Year, nominees were Kendrick Lamar, Jack Harlow, Pusha T, DJ Khaled, and Future. Clear-cut winner was Kendrick Lamar for his fifth studio album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. This was Lamar's third time winning Best Rap Album, coming from 2016's To Pimp a Butterfly, which in most people's eyes is the best rap album of history and possibly the best album of all time. At 2018's award-winning Damn, which was also Pulitzer Prize-winning, Lamar was the most nominated male artist, for leaving with 3 Grammys, 2 for 1 song, The Hard Part 5.
And that's all today, folks. That's WDOT News today. Hope everyone enjoyed.